Coming up on Saturday, October 10th, an annual event and a very cool one at the Eddie Smith Fieldhouse. It's the UNC Walk for Health. This is a terrific event with a lot of special guests. ESPN President John Skipper will be there. CNN anchor Brooke Baldwin. They're both UNC alums. This walk begins at the Eddie Smith Fieldhouse on the 10th and runs to the Peace and Justice Plaza in downtown Chapel Hill, where there will be a special ceremony. There. More on that in just a second. But joining us right now are a couple of very special guests to talk about the event. First of all, one of the promoters, William Thorpe Jr., going to be with you today.
Thank you.
And also alongside him, the oldest living Tar Heel and the host of this event, Mr. Bobby Gersten. Bobby G., how are you today?
I'm great, and I'm old. I'm 95 years old.
You don't look a day over 50.
I know. That's because I play every day.
Yeah. So tell us about the Walk for Health, first of all. How is this? What is this event? What's it do?
William's the expert on this.
All right, take it away.
The Walk for Health is really an event that we want to do really to honor Bobby Gersten, who's UNC's oldest living athlete. And every day at 94 years young, he plays tennis or golf. And he lives a very active lifestyle. And what we wanted to do was have an event that would encourage other people. We know in today's society, obesity is one of the leading contributors to death, and not only contributors to death, but it also plays a role in many other costly chronic diseases such as diabetes and high blood pressure. So we want to come up with an event that we could use Bobby to inspire others to, you know, spend fewer and fewer hours in a cubicle or on a couch and spend more time outdoors. And we know that from study and just from what comes with the universe that walking is the best physical fitness. And so this event is really a public demonstration of that, and to demonstrate that walking is the best of all the weightlifting is good, jogging is good, bicycling is good, swimming is good, but walking.
Everyone can walk.
Everyone can walk. Yep. And that's the whole.
I hate jogging, but I love walking. Walking is such a step
such
ahead.
Such a pleasant thing to do.
UNCWalkForHealth.com, by the way, is the website if you want to go online and check out more information about this. Bobby G., tell us a little bit about your background, because you are the history of UNC athletics at this point.
Yeah, well, I'm very lucky. I came from a family that liked to play, and I started playing ball. I can remember I was 3 and 5 years old. I had my first incident when I was about 8 years old when I hit a ground ball that went for a home run in the park. And I told my father that night that I hit a home run. He said, "Home run on February 22nd, you're going to beat Babe Ruth's record. You're 2 months ahead of him." That's my first recollection. But I played all the time.
And what did you play at UNC?
At UNC, I played 4 years of baseball and 4 years of basketball.
And graduated in 42?
42.
42,
right.
Awesome.
I stayed on as the assistant basketball coach, and I had a MA in physical education, and then got sent to the Air Force right from there. And I mostly coached and played for 3.5 years in the Air Force.
And then went up to Long Island.
Then I went back home.
We can't talk about Tar Heel basketball in the 50s without mentioning the New York connection. So you had a lot to do with that, too.
Had a lot to do with that. Frank McGuire said to me, Frank is the coach before Dean Smith, you know, and he said to me, "Bobby, I've been offered the job at your college, but I'm not taking it unless you promise to help me get New York ball players." And I said, "I'll do anything." So the first thing, next time I heard from him was really the funniest. He says, "Bobby, I have 5 Irish Catholic kids who are good. I have 1 Jewish boy, Lenny Rosenbluth, who's great, but I don't have any Protestants. Do you know any Protestants?" I said, "I have the most perfect Protestant for you. Danny Lott's father is the beloved minister. He is 6'5", left-handed, good rebounder, good defense, wonderful kid, and you'll love him." About 2 weeks later, he calls me again. "Bobby, can you bring Danny Lott's down with Larry Brown, your boy?" I brought them both down with another guy named Bill Hathaway, who was the center. And all 3 of them turned out to be outstanding.
Well, Bobby is hosting again the UNC Walk for Health Saturday, October 10th, and we're going through the story of Tar Heel basketball because you got a Dean Smith connection too, right?
Yeah, that connection.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
About my connection with Dean Smith basketball?
Yeah.
No, with Dean.
With Dean Smith.
Oh, that was a wonderful story. The next time I heard from Frank, I was on my way to Florida, and I stopped and said hello to him. He says, Bobby, I need your help. I can't keep my assistant, who was my head coach, Bucky Freeman, anymore. He's drinking too much. He said, would you take the job? I said, no, I can't. I can't leave New York. My uncle is dying. I have to be in New York. He says, well, then do me a favor. Here's a book of 50 applicants. Go through them and tell me who'd you pick. And I went through them, and I would pick this guy, Dean Smith. He's the assistant coach at the Air Corps Academy with your friend Bob, and I think he's make a great coach. He called him right then and there, arranged to meet him at the Kansas City airport, and that was the beginning of that wonderful story.
That's awesome. We're speaking with Bobby G, Bobby Gersten, and William Thorpe Jr., host and promoter, respectively, of the UNC Walk for Health. UNCWalkForHealth.com is the website if you want to know more. It's Saturday, I think I said Sunday a minute ago, Saturday, October 10th, beginning at the Eddie Smith Fieldhouse, continuing to Peace and Justice Plaza. And William, I'm going to turn it back to you because there's going to be a really cool ceremony at the end of the walk at the plaza.
The town of Chapel Hill is going to add two names on that day. We're going to have an unveiling of two names to the Peace and Justice Plaza. And on that day, we're going to honor legendary coach Dean Smith, and then also we'll honor my father, Bill Thorpe, former council member. Mm-hmm. Now, let me get to Dean while we have the guy that actually brought Dean here. The reason why they'll be honoring Coach Smith on the Peace and Justice Plaza, because I refer to Coach Smith as the Branch Rickey of college basketball.
Very much.
In the southern United States. Mm-hmm. If you're not familiar with Branch Rickey, he was the general manager of the Brooklyn Dodgers that brought Jackie Robinson in 1947 to break the color barrier. And it was Coach Smith that brought Charlie Scott on a scholarship in 1966, and that was a very monumental event in that time frame. And just for that alone, it really changed college basketball as we know it today. Now we don't even think of black athletes at historically white universities, but Dean Smith was really the first to make that move. And Bobby has some stories that he could tell about.
Great incident. That it was, first of all, Dean is so thoughtful. He put Charlie Scott in a room with my son Richard, who was going to be great for him, and then two other guys, Jimmy
Delaney,
and Eddie Fogler, and all four of them got to be close friends. But the third night that they were there, I called my son Richard and I said, Richard, you know, Charlie's got to have help. He doesn't know anybody in the campus. And Richard said to me, Daddy, would you do me a favor? Worry about me, not about him. He's had a date every night, and I haven't talked to a girl yet.
Oh, man. Oh, God. We're talking with Bobby G., Bobby Gersten, and William Thorpe Jr., and obviously Dean Smith is not only a legendary basketball coach, but also so instrumental in integrating the ACC, civil rights in Chapel Hill, in the Southeast, so deserving of recognition at Peace and Justice Plaza. Talk about your father.
My dad was a perennial candidate for the Chapel Hill Town Council. In fact, he ran for town council more than any other person in the history of the town of Chapel Hill. Mm. My dad was very instrumental as a private citizen. Now, we can talk about what he did on the town council, but as a private citizen, he was very instrumental in introducing the whole idea of renaming Airport Boulevard to Martin Luther King Jr. in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. And that was a controversy at the time, but you can walk up down and drive up down a main thoroughfare in Chapel Hill, named in honor of one who really fought hard and died so that we all could enjoy the fruits of this great nation. My dad also was instrumental in putting together an internship. His most proudest accomplishment was the Bill Thorpe Undergraduate Internship Program, with mostly UNC students, but any student could be a part of that. And what that does, it exposes college students to opportunities in municipal government, and he was so proud of that accomplishment. But there's so much about Bill and Dean that we could talk. Probably don't have time to go into it today, but they'll be honored, both of them together, those two, on that Wonderful. Day at the end of the walk. So we encourage the entire community to come out to walk as the best way of physical fitness. And we have the epitome of healthy, long living. The great granddaddy of UNC athletics, Bobby Gerson, will be leading the way.
How nice. Thank you.
And again, UNCWalkForHealth.com is the website if you want to know more. Is that where you go to sign
yes.
up for the walk and everything?
Well, you don't even have to sign up. Just come.
Just
it's free.
Up.
It's free. It's open to the public.
Beautiful.
And, there will be a youth soccer game. One of the goals of the Walk for Health is to encourage youth participation in recreational activities. So we'll have a girls game and a boys game, and they'll be like ages 11 to 15,
yep.
and they will play prior to the walk. And after the walk, we have some exercise, music, dancing, and then we'll walk the mile from the Eddie Smith Fieldhouse to downtown Chapel Hill, right there at the post office courthouse.
And it's a really
Wonderful
nice walk program. Any day. And what time does it all start?
The games will be starting that morning around 10 o'clock, and then it'll be the walk will actually start at 12:30, and
right.
then the ceremony at the courthouse will be at 1 o'clock.
All right, sounds
Wonderful.
Good.
What a day.
And there's going to be is there going to be an adult soccer game as
yeah.
well? And Bobby, are you playing in this?
I'm going to play my first soccer game in my whole history.
Yes, right. We have a 40
Everybody
and up.
A 40 and up, as it were.
And,
yeah.
and
that's
why I'm going to play? I'm going to get a kick out of it, that's why.
And that's one of the objectives of this whole walk, is to promote a lifelong interest in maintaining physical fitness. So we also have, along with the youth soccer game, we have an adult 40 and up. And Bobby will be playing in that game as well. So come and watch Bobby do.
I'm going to stay out of your way.
I'm up.
But yeah, again, you can get more information about the event at UNCWalkForHealth.com.
And that website is up now, so go and check it out. We got to let you go, but it's been an absolute pleasure to have both of you in the studio. William Thorpe Jr., Bobby Gerson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great.
We'll see you in October.
Thank you.